hairpin turns and sheer drop-offs. It was the first route carved through Rocky Mountain National Park, and today, after nearly 80 years, remains essentially unchanged. The old Fall River Road eventually intersects with Trail Ridge Road. You will see it from the Alpine Visitor Center at the top. This popular excursion offers a challenging route, and even though your views are likely to be that of taillights and dust rather than evergreen forests and glacial valleys, it is worth every minute. Just view it as a chance to live on the edge in the old rustic style. Many of you came in through Beaver Meadows entrance, passing a sign for Moraine Park and Bear Lake. We will see Moraine Park from an overlook in a few miles. Bear Lake is the only glacial lake in the park accessible by car, and is literally steps away from the parking lot. It is another side trip well worth your time. You can also hike from Bear Lake to three other glacial lakes, Dream Lake, Emerald Lake, and Nymph Lake. This is one of the most visited areas in the park, and traffic can move very slowly. A shuttle bus offers a comfortable and convenient alternative to view the sights of Glacier Basin and Long's Peak, and you don't have to look for a parking space. Rocky Mountain National Park, our nation's 10th oldest park, opened in 1915. It was established, in part, to provide a protected haven for wildlife and a wild natural environment for us. The park covers 415 square miles and has 113 named peaks over 10,000 feet high. Nearly half of these peaks are over 12,000 feet high. The granddaddy is Long's Peak, towering 14,255 feet above sea level. The challenge to conquer its summit is as irresistible today as it was back in 1868, when it was first climbed by the well-known geologist John Wesley Powell. This park is a mountain wilderness. To experience the park is to experience the mountain environment, the dramatic weather it creates, and the life that is influenced by it. This place is about mountains, prevailing weather, and its impact on life, both plant and animal. To better understand the park, this tape will offer you information about the geological forces that created this diverse landscape, about how weather changes with altitude, and how life adapts to these changing conditions. You will hear the voices of local park rangers, naturalists, and historians who will share their knowledge and enthusiasm about this national park. Stories will be told about ancient Indian tribes and others in our recent past who influenced the development of the park's rich cultural history. You will see a radical change in our surroundings as we leave the warm, verdant valley floor at 8,000 feet in elevation and pass through three life zones: the montane, the subalpine, and the alpine zones. At the top, we will be at an altitude of over 12,000 feet. From there, we will continue down the western slope of the Rocky Mountains, cross the Continental Divide, and follow the Colorado River into the valleys and meadowlands below. Our trip will conclude at the park's west entrance, a short distance from the town of Grand Lake. We've now covered both entrances, and should be at sign number 1, Deer Ridge Junction, the beginning of Trail Ridge Road. Man and beast are naturally drawn to these verdant valleys and meadowlands. This lush vegetation provides nourishment to countless birds and animals. This is the upper montane life zone, where clones of aspen and forests of Douglas fir, lodgepole, and ponderosa pine surround the meadows. Meadows are created when the ground is either too saturated or too dry for a forest to grow. Ponderosa pines create meadows by absorbing all the moisture with their deep and extended roots. Neighboring trees fight the ponderosa in a fierce underground battle for water and nutrients. When the weaker tree loses and dies, open spaces begin to form. Meadowlands also support groves of aspen, with their quivering leaves and smooth, bone-colored bark. An entire group or clone of aspen trees are supported by one robust root system.